This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. At least 60 worshipers were injured, some of them critically, Sunday, when a grandstand seating area collapsed in a crowded synagogue in a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank, according to an Israeli ambulance service. The incident occurred in the settlement of Givat Ze'ev, north of Jerusalem. A spokesperson for the ambulance service said about 10 people sustained serious injuries. A police spokesperson said 650 worshipers were in the synagogue at the time for the start of the Jewish holiday, Shavuot. The Israeli military said an attack on a militant tunnel system in Gaza Sunday had caused civilian houses to collapse, causing unintended civilian casualties. Aircraft struck at a tunnel system used by the Islamist militant group Hamas under a road in Gaza City, the military said in a statement. The military said it aims to avoid civilian casualties, quote, but Hamas bears responsibility for intentionally locating its military infrastructure under civilian houses, thus exposing civilians to danger, end quote. Qatar's foreign minister received a call Sunday from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the Qatari foreign ministry said. A ministry statement said the two discussed developments in Gaza, including the recent Israeli attacks on worshippers on Al-Aqsa Mosque and the attack on the besieged Gaza Strip, end quote. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the U.N. Security Council Sunday that hostilities in Israel and Gaza were, quote, utterly appalling, end quote, and called for an immediate end to fighting. Opening the 15-member council's first public meeting on the conflict, Guterres said the United Nations is, quote, actively engaging all sides toward an immediate ceasefire and called on them to allow mediation efforts to intensify and succeed. This is VOA.